are here at the 2018 PSEU member forum. Gosh, I have all these conferences in my head, but I got the right one.
A little bit.
But hey, we are happy to be here in St. Louis, Missouri, with the team, with the Cornerstone Advisors team. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Have Mr. Tony Sanctus. I was going to say Mr. Brandy. I'm like, no, it's Mr. Tony DeSanctus and Brandy Gregory. How are you guys?
We're great. A little tired, a little conference weary.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, today's the last day. We're in the home stretch, so it's all right. How's the conference gone for you guys so far?
It's fantastic. I mean, the Lumen announcement was awesome.
Oh, I know.
We're excited.
Fantastic.
Excited about another player in the market.
Yep. Amazing, yeah.
That was a bit, and they kept it under wraps for like over a year.
And
like, hey.
I knew, and I said, no, I did not know. I feel like, should I have known?
Exactly.
Why are you keeping me in the dark like this?
Exactly.
Oh,
absolutely,
yeah. Exactly. So extreme, and they actually had the Lumen sessions, the kind of more detailed or whatever, right here.
Yes.
The breakouts, and they were packed.
Yeah.
They were packed.
Tony and I went
standing
to separate ones.
Okay.
And we'll be drafting a Gonzo Banker here in the next couple days.
Oh, I look forward to hearing it. I get those things every day, so yeah.
We're opinionated.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, let's talk about something else that's kind of near and dear to our hearts, and it's called payments. This thing called payments. My gosh, it changes like every second,
it
seems like.
Yes.
Well, payments
partially. So what are some of the hot topics in payments today? I think, Brandy, you're going to take this one, some of the hot topics.
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest stuff going on right now is Amazon, right? Everyone is afraid of Amazon. And it's a very real threat, right? So in a CU Journal article published in early March, it said 75% of the 18 to 34-year-old demographic would bank with Amazon. I mean, that is disruptive,
wow,
right?
Yeah.
That is a huge disruption.
Yeah.
And the only way to combat that is with a payment strategy. I mean, the saying used to be ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. Right now, ignorance from a credit union perspective could be death to the membership, right?
Indeed.
Anything to add there?
No, I mean, I think the disruption is everywhere, whether it's in the payments channels and the pay tools, PayPal or Apple Pay or other places like that, or... You know, when you start talking checking account, now you're, you know, that's hitting close to home, right? That's the wheelhouse. So
that's a real threat. The car is getting disruptive, and now it's the DDA that could potentially get disrupted.
Which for years has been the PFI, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you define who you bank with.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely critical that, you know, credit unions are sensitive to that and aware of that.
I want to stay to that core.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you mean by a payments strategy? What's, Brandy, you want to take that one as well?
Yeah. So a payments strategy is... Being aware of what's going on in the marketplace, being ready to combat it, knowing what the disruptors are, but knowing what your differentiators are, mm-hmm. right? You have differentiators, and it's not just member service. That is huge, and that is a differentiator. Tony and I were just talking about it today. Another differentiator, right, is, you know, having a good UI, right? You need a good user experience. It needs to be seamless. But these credit unions now have access to data. It is at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. And I think they're looking at it and saying, what do we do with all this data?
Mm-hmm.
What do we, you know, how do we make this a different, you tell me it's a differentiator, but how is this a differentiator?
Right.
So are we talking big data here or what, is there another kind of data that we should be knowing about that we don't kind of like?
I think that's the challenge, right? For years, you know, at least the last few years, everyone's been talking about big data and getting data and getting access to data.
Right.
Do your vendors give you access? Can you get to your data?
Mm-hmm.
Which is surprising how difficult that's been historically. And, you know, to the credit of the processors, and they've done a lot of work and a lot of investment in creating the tools to give you access to the data. So the infrastructure, the support, and even some basic analytics capabilities to manage the data.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about data as a differentiator, we talk about, great, now you can't blame the processor anymore. It's time for you... Right? To figure out what you're going to do with that data and how you're going to action that data.
Right.
And so when we talk about a payment strategy, it's really about the data action, right? And what do you do with the data you have? Because for, you know, 50 years, we've had more information on our member base and customer base than anybody. And if you think about what Amazon has done with their customer information relative to what we as financial institutions have done.
It's completely customized to the experience,
I mean,
right?
Everything about it, right? You know, I think the PayPal CEO was here this morning talking.
I heard,
And the one thing he quoted to me that was a real game changer in my mind, and he said that their internal data models that they use are 30% more effective than FICO score using only their data. So when you talk about using your customer data effectively, that's the definition. They don't even look at FICO score.
Wow. They know a lot about you.
When you think about how they're using data, and to us, that's the big challenge, right? Which is, it used to be we can't get to the data. Now you get to the data, you know, careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
Because now you have to do something with
it.
Exactly. And that's really where I think...
That's kind of where we are right now?
That's where we're at right now, is what do you do with the data? And a lot of folks are you know... The old joke about a lot of businesses don't go out of business from starvation, they go out from indigestion. Well, this is data indigestion, right?
Okay, so, could it be, what is it, paralysis by analysis?
It could be analysis. Yes. Yeah. Well, if you don't know where to go, right? I don't know what mountain to climb. So it's important to make sure that you're taking and using the data as effectively as possible for the member.
Right. So what do you tell credit unions in this case? I mean, what is step one when you're dealing with this data?
I think it's really about prioritizing and figuring out where you know, to Brandy's point about differentiation, where can you differentiate? So whether that's the UI, whether that's the experience, whether that's insights you can provide your member base, you know, making sure that you, it could be fraud, it could be any of those things. It's really about making sure that you prioritize and work through. We always have 100 projects and 50 people worth of capacity to do them, right? So there's always more to do, but making sure you get the big wins, the 80-20s out of it, and making sure that the data is getting you the biggest bang for the buck. And I think some of the tools the processors are providing are really starting to do that. You can't just take their off-the-shelf marketing and deploy it across your customer base. Right. You have to think about, what are the tools they have available? How do I leverage those tools for different segments of my customer base? Mm-hmm. This offer is not going to work for this customer, but it's going to work for this customer. And you have to be constantly iterating. The other thing that the PayPal CEO said this morning was they're deploying something like, oh, I know what it was. He said, within a 3-month period, their entire champion challenger strategy changes in terms of what marketing efforts go out there, because they're constantly testing A/B, and so they'll put something out there and then they'll challenge it, and they constantly iterate. So they're doing something like, I don't know, they said hundreds or thousands of installs and upgrades and release changes. You think you compare that to some of the traditional processors who do 3 a year, 4 a year. These guys are doing thousands because they're just testing, right? So you have to be dynamic and make sure you're using those tools to the maximum to get to take advantage of that.
Wow. Do you think that expect credit unions to do that?
Do thousands,
right? Of course. But you can't. We're past the point of off the shelf. Somebody else do it for me, because you know your membership, right? The data is telling you what you need to know about your membership. Mm-hmm. You have to now do something with that.
That's right.
You can't just sit back and say, oh, it's a 5 for 5, or it's a usage or penetration. I mean, it's the whole package, and you may just target 10 people, but those 10 people may result in a 5% interchange lift. Yeah. So it's the whole. You have to look at the whole ecosystem of your membership.
What's the new C-suite position now? Chief Data Officer or something like that? Chief Analytics Officer? I've heard that's what's.
I mean, the analytics is the key, but I think the biggest
Chief Analytics Officer.
Yeah, for us specifically, and we're a little bit biased, but the honest reality is, for the average institution, anywhere from 20 to 40% of your non-interest income is coming from the payment space, whether that's debit interchange or credit interchange. And
that's significant.
That group, does the payments infrastructure have a seat at the CEO table?
I would think so at some point.
Should, but they don't.
They don't.
The reality is, in most cases, you've got an AVP or VP of payments who's two or three layers into the organization who rolls up to retail or rolls up to the lending officer. And, you know, the reality is there's margin compression and there's threats to the number there. It's been the Ron Popeil payment strategy, set it and forget it, for so many years. And
it's not the case anymore.
No, if you think about what PayPal's doing, Brandy's right. You can't do thousands of iterations. But if somebody's testing things at thousands of iterations to figure out the best way to execute it and has developed strategies that beat FICO, whether we can do it or not, that's what we're up against. Yeah, so we need to be proactive about
how we
address those things and make sure we're not, you know, going to become the blockbuster video of financial services. That's exactly right.
And I think the credit unions have fabulous staff, right? There are people on these teams that are excited about it. We need to get the senior management to support the excitement, right? And it's a lot. I was working with a credit union and they had, I think, almost $14 million a month in interchange, but they couldn't get marketing to invest in a program. And I said, who do we need to tell about the $14 million, right? Do I need to write a letter? Do I need to say, you have $14 million a month at risk right now. This is more important than a mortgage rate. Like but you have some old school banking mentality that these payments gurus are up against. And so they just need a seat at the table and they will prove their worth, right?
Yeah, that was my next question. It was like, why aren't they excited? And you just answered it.
They're so excited. They just can't get through the banking weeds.
Exactly.
So, all right.
So long it's been about net interest margin, right? And there's so much out there to be had in the payment space. You got to take advantage of it.
Goodness, goodness, goodness. All right. So the best approach to leverage vendor tools and data. I think that one's Tony.
I think we talked about that. Okay. I mean, I think it really does come down to making sure, right, the tool sets, the capabilities that are out there are becoming more robust. Building out your plan on how you're going to execute against those tools is critical, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So do you have a marketing calendar? Do you have an existing account strategy? Do you have an onboarding strategy for your member base, right? Do you just send a card out and hope for the best? Are you doing instant issue? Are you setting up online banking with them when you set up the account? There's so many strategies that you need to take into account in the payment space to make sure that you become that primary payment tool and that primary financial institution, that you've got to make sure you've got a strategy around that. And that's part of the DNA of the onboarding process, the existing account marketing process, the cross-sell process. All those things have to be interconnected.
That is the goal for sure. Last question here, how do you resource payments within your organization? Do we kind of address that or a little bit? That's it.
Got to give them a seat at the table and you have to listen to them. And kind of the vendor tools, vendors have these great tools. I think people have a little hesitancy in buying everything my vendor has to offer, right? Is this benefiting me? Is it more about you? What the vendors are putting out there right now is great, right? I mean, light years ahead of where we were a handful of years ago.
Gosh, yes.
Use it.
Yeah.
Use it. It's not cheap, but when you put it up against your NII,
right,
you can't afford to lose that. So leverage what your vendors have available and you will find success.
How do you avoid the shiny red ball syndrome though when you're chasing after everything? I think that's the worry about all that's being offered right now.
Right.
It is, but I guess the argument there would be you have folks dedicated to mortgage. You have folks dedicated to auto. Do you have folks dedicated to payments?
Should.
In a lot of cases,
more than both of those combined.
What payments ends up being is fraud processing, dispute processing, mm-hmm. right? Provisional credits and things like that. Yeah. And that's all very, very important and that has to happen.
Operational.
But that's table stakes.
Right.
We're talking about strategic payments around driving payment revenue to continue to be a significant portion of your institution's bottom line.
All right, guys, this is a topic that ain't going away anytime soon.
We are very thankful.
I promise you, if we talk in 3 months, we'll have a whole different set of things.
Something completely different.
That's right. A different disruptor, right? Somebody's going to have a different checking account.
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be a different disruptor in about 5 minutes, probably.
Right. Exactly. Awesome. Exactly.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brandy.
This is great.
Nice to meet you guys. Tony, well done.
Thanks.
Tell the crew at Cornerstone I said howdy and keep up the good work there, all right?
We will.
Well done, guys. Good job.